Uh-oh. I was just passing the bed. Just passing the bed, and then I fell on it. And so I'm lying here. Just for a moment. I can hear the birds. And the last ray of sunshine is just glancing off the end of my toes. If I move down the bed, I may be able to soak up a couple more minutes, but I can see leaves dancing on the wall, at least their shadows. And I know that Sunday evening, right now, is possibly the only time that I'm going to be still, unless I'm actually asleep and conscious, for the next week. I'm packing a bag for Reboot Britain tomorrow, a tech bag, in London. I've got to get up before 6 o'clock, something I loathe to do. Only people who are part of some religious cults or a milkman and posties sometimes. I think they're the only people that actually get up before six. Or burglars. No, they don't go to bed, do they? They just stay up. But I've got to get up at some ungodly hour to try and get to Milton Keynes train station to use one of those ridiculous machines where you have to put the right card in to get a piece of paper out, which will let me on a packed train, which will hopefully speed me into London, whereby I will take the underground 4 or 5 stops and I'll go to the Reboot Britain event. Then I will be documenting through all kinds of bits and bobs, so I will ask for your forgiveness in advance for the Reboot Britain hashtags and all the media that I'll be trying to throw out of that place to amplify it. Toby Moores will be there with Amplified as well, kind of amplifying what's going on in his way and styly. And then I have to, straight afterwards, get back on the train to go past my home into Birmingham, because I'm going to see something that's been booked for a very long time now at the O2 Academy, is it called now? It used to be the Hummingbird years ago, but I'm going to see the Cat Empire. Fantastic band live. Tuesday, I'm back into London. That's with an Amplified event. Can't remember what it's called, something to do with lots of civil servants. Wednesday, I'm in London, same deal. Thursday, I'm in Bristol, that's with the Ambition Roadshow, and I'll be talking 2 times about what I do and social media and mobile media making and how people involved with the Arts Council can use these techniques and tricks for the power of good, for the dissemination of information, etc. Then Friday, I think I'm doing something with Tim Berners-Lee. All the spaces in between this will be filled with all the geekery that comes about when you are engaged in producing someone else's media. So following up emails, chasing up correspondence, communicating with my own networks, trying to keep up with friends, trying to follow feeds, trying to absorb podcasts. I really, really should just take a year out, clone myself properly, really just get it nailed. Then through some kind of accelerated growth process, get that clone to some kind of identical position in life as myself, maybe a little bit younger, a bit slimmer. A bit fitter, I get a bit smarter, and maybe with a bit more dress sense. And then I'll probably feel like I'm not burning myself out every week. I think the week after, though. No, the week after's pretty hardcore. But I think the week after that, I've kind of booked it off. What to do? What I don't know. Probably just lie there and shake on the ground like a gibbering wreck, because as soon as I stop, you know what happens when, as soon as you stop, it's like all of the germs that have just been two steps behind you, all of the tiredness that's been unable to catch you up, everything just leaps upon you, talons in your shoulders, and you collapse. And you think, oh my God, I'm going to die. And you wonder if it's all worth it. Maybe it isn't. But it's good to be busy.